You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor, and Nate Pass.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. New day, same show. Episode 236 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. It's Kyle and Ben. Happy Tuesday, actually. It's Tuesday. Look, golf, let's just be honest. Golf's a little bit slow right now. The tournaments are not as, you know, incredibly desirable to watch. News is slowing down a little bit. It's a little bit of the transition part of the season. So, you know, when news arrives, we're going to pop up. We're going to talk about it. But we may just ride with this Tuesday,
Thursday thing, see how it goes for a while. But tonight's episode is brought to you by BetOnline, the number one sports betting website in the possible, like, creation.
World
universe of all creation. Log in today. Your first deposit, use coupon code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, get a 50% welcome bonus. That means you give them $100, they're going to give you $50 back on top of it. So you got $150 to go play with.
Nice big
match. To go win with, to go have fun with. You can bet all kinds of sports. You can go play in the online casino. Have a blast. Bet online. It's where the game starts. So, Ben, for those out there that don't really watch golf, I just want to let you know that Dustin Johnson has made a shitload of money this year.
I think that's probably the understatement of the entire pod that we've done since we started this.
That may be the title of this pod. So Dustin Johnson, so he got the big bonus for just signing on with LIV. He's played really good. They've had six events. He's had five top tens and a win. He has clinched the season-long individual title.
He has clinched the nuts of the LIV Tour is what he's clinched.
Yes, yes.
$18 million bonus.
For six tournaments.
Bruh.
Which, it's funny that the $18 million is the exact same thing as the FedEx Cup, only it's only six tournaments. It was only six tournaments. And for the FedEx Cup, there's, 40 golf tournaments in a year?
Judging by what John Rahm said with playing FedEx plus having to qualify for European Tour events and qualify for Ryder Cup and World Cup points, it's basically 75 tournaments for the other guys.
Exactly. It's a ton. So I just want to run down some of the stuff that he's won so far this year. So, you know, the rumors are – he, you know, got the $100 million contract to sign. He's already made nearly $10 million in just the six finishes. So we're at 110. Additional $3 million for team competition. So we're at 113 million. And then the $18 million bonus. So essentially that's over an additional 30 million in prize money.
Yeah.
And they're not even done yet. So they still have the Jeddah tournament, the one that's in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, and then they have the team championship in Doral that's got a $50 million purse.
Yeah. Which the number one team in the dynasty of all time in all of sports.
Yes.
Is set to win that thing.
His most profitable season before this was in 2020 when he won the FedEx Cup. So he won around 20 million, 15 million of that came from the FedEx Cup. That's whenever he won the Masters in November. It's just big season, but like this one where you're playing way less golf, he's just absolutely has himself set for life.
Kyle, how does that not turn other golfers on?
I mean,
I'm sorry. That's a hard sell. They play for money. You can say that they play for majors. They really don't. Nobody's catching Tiger and Jack. Okay? They're not.
You know, I'm starting to understand the PGA's point of view now, because when you look at those numbers right there, if they can get into the majors, there is no competition.
No.
There is no competition. They will flock. They will leave the PGA Tour in droves. And I don't even know if I don't know that there's enough money for the PGA to even remotely compete. So it's just going to happen.
Not $18 million.
No, they're going
to
have.
Not after six tournaments. That is built up throughout the entirety of the year.
Yeah.
To get the FedEx Cup winner. They could have stroked that check to him at the beginning of the year. That's what kind of money they have.
Yeah. So it's tough. And they just finished their event this past weekend. We're going to talk about it, the one in Bangkok. The viewership was not as good as they wanted, but you know what? It's in Bangkok. Like, does anybody know what time golf would come on if you're watching in Bangkok? I have no idea.
I thought it was behind us, but then I got the notification that it was done while I was on my way down south Saturday morning early. So I was like, well, I guess they're ahead of us.
They're like a whole day ahead of us.
Yeah.
Or something.
So I completely missed it. But the thing is, guys that have come out and said that the Randall Chamblees of the world and the other people of the world, they're like, well, they don't have a TV deal. It's like, that's coming. And I know they're having to pay for it. I know that they're having to put money towards Fox or towards FS1 to get them on. I'm telling you, once they get them on, it was released today as we're speaking that they are working on a 72 hole events, and they are working on making cuts because, as we've talked about in the previous episodes, they're taking notes. What do we need to do to move into the world of your golf? And they've given them basically the pattern of what they need to do, and that's what they're doing. And Greg Norman said today that they're looking at 72 hole events. They're looking at cuts. That happens and a TV deal, Kyle.
Forget it. It's going to be, I mean, I still think the PGA Tour, I mean, it's still the PGA Tour is still the PGA Tour, and it still has the epic tournaments that we want to watch every single year that are not majors. The Live Tour is going to have a hard time, like, early on getting the excitement there for Pumpkin Ridge or whatever, or whatever these different courses they go play, just because there's no connection there. There's no history there. But, you know, that's the way it all this new stuff starts. So
are they going to have a tough time getting courses in general?
Yeah.
Just because the big names that we all know are going to be afraid to piss the PGA Tour off. So they're going to be like, no, you can't come here. But at the end of the day, they get a TV deal and people have a chance to make money off of TV. Katie barred the door. PGA needs to be real scared.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
And how does, like, if you're Dustin Johnson, how do you stay motivated? Like, what is your drive?
Well, there's 18 million reasons to stay up top the Live Tour right now. So he's got that. And other than that, if he stays on top, he knows that, and we'll get to this a little bit later on the podcast, he knows that some of the premier players are saying, we want the best in the world playing with us. He's going to be the first name they call if he's leading the way every single time. In other words, if you're at the bottom of the Live Tour, if you're at the bottom of the Live Tour, Dustin Johnson didn't give a shit about you. I'm sorry. He may hang out on a plane with you. Pat Perez, that's awesome that you're on the Aces. But when Augusta National calls DJ and says, look, we figured out you're one of the best in the world. We want you to come play. Nobody else gets to play. He's going. I'm sorry. He's going.
So, but what you're saying is his motivation is non-Live Tour stuff. I'm saying, like, there can.
No. I think right now their motivation is money stuff. I think that it's all money. I think that they're all sitting there thinking, I can make it while I'm young. I mean, DJ's 38 years old, man. I mean,
that's pretty old in golf years, though. That's getting kind of up there in golf years.
He knows. You think that he's going to make that in 12 years on the senior tour?
No.
Not the entirety of the senior tour. If he plays from 50 to 75, he ain't making $18 million.
Yeah, I'm just saying you've got
get it now.
It's not 18 though. He's made 130 this so far. So like, does playing for 18 fire you up as much as? I mean, I don't know. It's just crazy. That's just crazy amounts of money. That's like people that work their whole lives will never even see, you know, may not see $2 million, much less 130 million in 1 year. That's just astronomical numbers, but. good for him. Good for him. He's the definitely the star, star power that moves the needle for the LIV Tour. So, and he's played really good golf. So clearly, I don't know a whole lot of what I'm talking about because he's played hard and he's had, like I said, five top tens in six events and a win. So it's pretty damn solid. And he's not done yet.
He and the Aces.
And the Aces are just absolutely waxing. Did they win again? That's such bush league that we don't know that.
No.
They got edged out. No, the Fireball. Hell, they came in sixth.
Yeah.
They played terrible. The Fireballs with their first win, I guess.
The Fireballs.
What a great team name.
That's the one I picked, I think, at the beginning when we started picking teams. I think I took the Fireballs just because it said Fireball on it. What a big miss until the end of the year.
Sergio, Abraham Answer, Carlos Ortiz. Yeah. That's a good. And then Eugene Lopez Chicada, who ended up winning, and we'll talk about him a little bit later. But, yeah.
And the thing is, there's more going, things, man.
I mean, dynasties will fall at some point. And, you know, what a run.
You got Mito going, and then there's about three or four others still rumored to still go. And, man, when that TV – I'm telling you, when that TV deal signs, the PGA is in a world of hurt because when those guys can then be on television and still sign sponsorships with people so they can say, hey, I'm going to be on TV, I'm going to be in front of this many people, PGA Tour's effed. I'm just telling you. There's no other way around it because that's what it's all about. It's like people talk about the money they make. Those guys can miss cuts all they want. You know, the fact that Billy Horschel's wearing a polo shirt and Polo's getting all that money for putting it on him, he can miss as many cuts as he wants. He's still getting some money at the end of the day.
That's true.
And so
don't talk about sponsorships a lot. So,
so that's going to happen. Like once they get a TV deal, that game changes. It is and it's going to happen because even if they've got to pay for a TV deal, they're going to do that and make it work. And yeah. So, yeah, good for them. I mean, they
absolutely. You know what else is good, Ben?
What's that, bud?
Swannies.co. Yes. Everything about them's good for you. The hats, the logo's pretty sweet too. I think this
Listen,
could be one
that
of the
hat.
Logos.
I could not get. I tried to get because as soon as you got it, I was like, I want that hat. I want the blue. I want the pink because I wear a lot of pink shirts, and I could not get it.
The Delta snapback. They have it now. They got the Delta. It's waterproof. It's sweatproof. Literally, I could dump that glass of wine on this thing, and it would bead off, and it would stain my shirt.
Did you just say you'd bead off and stain your shirt?
It would bead off of me, and it would stain my shirt. What an ad read. use coupon code DadBotGolfPod, -25. Take 25% off your next order. Ben's going to make a mess. Put it down, Ben. Hats, shirts, pullovers, hoodies. They have it all. Be sure to check them out. Save big, save a ton, and you can use as many times as you want. So, Swannies.co, it's where beating off starts.
You can beat off.
Water just beads right off your head. It just beads off your head.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
All right. Well, now that we're done with being children. All right. So we talked about.
We thought Bazoudenpoot ruined us. We're in big trouble now.
Yeah. Now we beat it off.
Yeah.
All right. So next thing. I mean, sir. It's literally the smallest thing, but it's also the biggest thing.
I don't know why you didn't lead with this.
We should have.
If it bleeds, it leads. Kyle.
Tiger Woods posted a video of him hitting a golf shot, and the world stopped.
I caught it. What was it? When I sent it to you, I caught it 6 minutes after it had been posted. And I think I sent it to you, and I said, Twitter's about to melt down.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. He's it's a video of him. He's hitting a little wedge at his par three course at Pebble Beach. What's it called? The yard or what's it called?
I don't know. We got to ask our friend Bobby that goes out there like three times a year. He'd know it.
The hay. I knew it was something weird, but the hay is his brand is that he designed it actually, the Pebble Beach short course. And it's just him just hitting a little casual iron or a casual little wedge, and it's 33 seconds long, and there's actually a couple of different angles, I think, or maybe I can't tell if it's all the same shot or if it's it's all the same hole, maybe.
Yeah, it's all the same. You realize that since then, before we came on the air, they also got him on the range hitting drivers.
Really? I haven't seen that one yet. Oh. But I did see the video of him making like a 80-foot putt on the par 3 court.
He is John Daly in drivers right now.
Long swing?
Holding nothing back. When I saw it, I was like,
wrap it over here.
Yes, he is wrapping it around. He is coming through. He is lifting off. What did he say that time? His glutes are firing.
Oh, that's big. Fire the glutes.
Yeah, I was like, man.
I'm going to go fire the glutes after this.
I got a lot of false hope right before we came on the pod. Because nice. I was like, because we've talked about when we see him next. Thursday, I'm telling you, he looks like he could play right now.
He could do it. No, it's definitely, there's no doubt now that he's going to be playing in the Hero. It's over a month away.
Do you think one of those three places are him, or do you think that he just has his own place because it's his freaking tournament? It's not a USGA sanctioned event.
He's going to give himself one of the spots, and I don't even think he's going to use a cart. How about that? It's a flat course. I don't even think he's going to use a cart. He's very against it, and I don't think he's going to use one. And then we're going to get to see him 2 weeks later at the PNC. So you're going to get Tiger time, no cut, two no cut. Is there a cut at the Is there a cut at the PNC?
No,
maybe there is.
No, not the PNC. No, neither the Hero or the PNC. No.
So we're going to get to see at least.
Feels so small because the PNC is the father son or father. It could be father daughter because Nelly played in it with her dad the last couple of years. So they don't do a cut there at the PNC.
Yeah. So you're going to get to see at least two rounds, at least four rounds at the Hero, and then. How many?
Another four round. Four rounds there because the first two they play with the person of their choice at the PNC. The first two rounds, first 36, and then the last 36 is after they make adjustments due to scores.
So PNC format is a 36 hole event. So there you go, seven rounds, rounds of golf. No, 36 is only two rounds. Sorry,
well, I've been drinking.
Yeah, we're out of it. Regardless, it's at least six rounds of golf. Could be more, but we think it's at least six.
Let's not maths, okay?
Six rounds of golf on television inside 14 days apart. Can't beat that. You cannot beat that. And it's just amazing. The marketing team, the PR team that Tiger has is unmatched, and he may honestly have 95% to do with that, but they just know when to drop videos. They know when to let things leak. They know when to do all the things to make them be the top of all the news stories.
So, I texted Kyle earlier this week, and actually Kyle and Nate, I texted the Dad Bod Golf Pod group chat, and as soon as I saw him hitting the par 3 shot, I said, Pip acquired. He just won it. Congratulations, Tiger. It's over. Because that was the one where I saw where it had only been posted like 6 minutes ago.
It was like 2 million views or something.
And yeah, and already there were like 240,000 views in 6 minutes. And I was like, this is insane. Like, he's winning the Pip.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Congrats, Tiger. Congrats on being rich. More money. We appreciate you being rich. Thank you.
So much money. Gosh, have you seen it? You've seen the aerial photos of his house, right?
Yes.
My favorite part is like, so he's got like three or four greens, and you can play it from all kind of different tee boxes and stuff. He got bored with that, so he made a tee box on his roof.
Yes.
You go hit balls.
It's a 9-hole course, but he has tee boxes at his pool, at one of his balconies, and on his roof.
You don't hit last driver. It's all par threes, though. You can't hit driver out there, can you?
The one on his roof, I think, allows him to hit either a 5-wood hybrid or 3-iron. One of the two. The one on the roof. It's by far the furthest. That tee box faces basically the hole closest to the water.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's.
We've said
move the needle, whatever. He is the needle. I'm telling you, you love him, you hate him. Kyle and I are talking about it. It's exciting to hear about the fact that he's walking around. He doesn't seem to be limping. He was hitting full drivers today. Yesterday, he's hitting the par three shot that got shared on social media. He doesn't seem to be hobbling around. I'm telling you, people are going to get excited for 2023.
There's no doubt. I mean, I bet you could get Masters odds right now.
Oh.
All bet online. What do you think?
Masters and wherever else they're playing that he's good at. I mean, you got to think. I mean, if he's going to Torrey, if he's going to, anywhere that he's been successful and he's done well at, they're going to be like, listen, he knows he could. He won Torrey limping. So he clearly can work his way around a golf course if he knows it.
Tiger Woods. Betting odds to win the Masters?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Plus
what?
I have no idea, man.
Plus 7,000.
Plus 7,000. I was gonna go like right 1,000, 2,000.
70 to 1 odds, basically.
That's still
It's not bad. I mean, he's got better odds than Tyrrell Hatton, Jason Day, Paul Casey, Tommy Fleetwood, Mark Leishman. I mean, Abraham Answer,
Willett,
Billy Horschel,
Danny Willett, repeat champion, Danny Willett.
Yeah, there you go. So if you want to, you can go to BetOnline. You can get some of Tiger. We saw him hit a wedge. Go pound it. 70 to 1 odds. $5 to win 350. I guess that's how that works. That's how that math works. Let me tell you something else about math and how you can have a device to work it to its full abilities. Okay. Let's say you're standing on top of a hill. You got a long way down to a pin and you shoot it and it says 200 yards. But you know what? That math is not correct because of the elevation. It really may only play about 170, 180. Mm-hmm. But there's no way for you to know that unless either A, you have like a protractor in your bag or you have slope on your rangefinder, and sometimes that can be costly. But let me tell you where it's not costly. It took a long time to get here, so I'm going to go with this. BlueTees.com. That is the rangefinder that you need to have in your bag. You have the slope. You have the magnet on the side. You have the scan mode. You have infrared display. You get the buzz lock on. You got it all, and you get it for around $300, and then you can save big, take 10% more off using coupon code DadBod. Guys, I know we talk about it every show. It's just, there's really no reason not to have one. There's no reason, and there's no reason to spend $600 on a rangefinder or $500. There's no reason to do it anymore. BlueTees has everything you need. I saw one of the Bluetooth speakers in the wild this past weekend.
In the wild.
Sounded awesome. Sounded great. Guy that was playing with it almost left it in his cart. It's that convenient. You leave it stuck on the side and he got in the cart. The cart boy comes running out and says, "Hey, hey, hey, sir, you left your speaker and your rangefinder magnetized right there to the." You got to pay attention.
That wasn't you.
It was not me because I still struggle with that. But you got to have one. You got to get one. You got to have a laser. Speeds up play. Makes things more fun. Makes it scoring a lot easier. Blue Tees. Use the coupon code. Save big. It's where rangefinders start. All right, last thing. It's going to be quick.
Hold on before you move on to that.
Oh, boy.
Our buddy Grayson Huff. I think I have a matching hat coming for my pink Blue Tees rangefinder.
Oh, boy.
I got to thank my man for it. He sent us some pics. And Grayson.
We got some really cool hats coming, by the way.
Yes. I'm not going to give anything away right now because I don't want to. I just want us to show up on the pod wearing our hats. But we have some stuff coming because he went and visited a couple of places. He thought of us. That was very big of him to do so. And he reached out to us. And we're like, yep, grab us some. And so next thing we know, we've got something headed our way. I just know, I will tell you this. My hat is pink. It will match my rangefinder. I'm pretty excited about it.
Oh, yes. Fired up. Fired up.
That'll be Grayson. Thank you, bud.
Last thing, really quick. Let me get to his name because it's kind of fun to say. But Eugenio Lopez Chacara. He is he won the Bangkok title.
This is the guy that got ridiculed for when he got out of school going straight to live instead of trying to qualify for the PGA Tour.
Absolutely. So he played at Oklahoma State, powerhouse, played with like Austin Eckroat. I'm not sure if he was there at the same time that Matthew Wolf and the guy on the Live Tour, what's his name? Or not on the Live Tour, on PGA Tour, Victor Hovland. I think
Hovland.
He was very young. He was probably a freshman when they were on the team. But anyway.
I don't think he was.
He may not have been. Anyway, he skips the end of college, goes straight to the Live Tour, wins in one of his first events, and wins $4.75 million.
What?
Million.
What?
Dollars. Absolutely unbelievable. And the coolest thing was John Rahm.
Yep.
Gave him huge congratulations while talking about winning, doing like in the victory speech for winning his third Spanish Open. It was like basically, hey, yeah, I'm fired up. I won my third Spanish Open, but let me give a shout out to Eugenio.
That's awesome.
Which I think is incredible. This is what John Rahm said. Although some people want to make us look at them live as the enemy, he's just a 22-year-old guy winning against some of the best players in the world. Congratulations if you see this, Eugenio.
He beat Brooks. He beat DJ. He's beat Bryson. Patrick Reed. He beat Bryson. He beat Abraham Answer. Like, there are a lot of guys. Everybody seems to discount winning on the Live Tour, and they need to quit doing that. Are these guys number one and number two? No, they're not. But you know what? They do have a number three in the world that's out there in Cam Smith, and you beat him too. So I'm telling you, somebody like John Rahm coming forward and doing what other people have said. We've heard some of the old guys say it. Some of the newer guys say it. Still, JT and Rory still don't want to say it. They want the best golfers in the world to square up at some point. Whether it be Ryder Cup, whether it be Live versus PGA, whatever it may be.
This is what, I mean, this is interesting. You just said that. This is another quote just a few days before. John Rahm's really turning the corner. He's really, really switching gears here. So listen to this. It's kind of echoes what Ben just said. The Ryder Cup is not the PGA Tour and the European Tour against Live. It's European versus the U.S., period. The best of each against each other. And for me, the Ryder Cup is above all. It's a pretty big switch from they shouldn't be around. They shouldn't even be seen. I feel upset to my stomach when I'm around them. I have to go poo-poo. I get so sad when I see them. I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff that the ties are changing. And I'm telling you, Rahm definitely feels slighted. I think he definitely feels slighted. I think he definitely feels disrespected by the PGA Tour and this whole deal. And he just keeps leaving it open that he just keeps saying things that make me feel like he's eventually going
to
go.
No, you brought that up to me, and I still don't know if he would do it just because he seems to be all in on the PGA. But I will say, I think he's taking mental notes of, all right, they screwed me here, they screwed me here, they screwed me here.
Yep.
And if the right number dropped in front of him from Live Tour, especially once they get a TV deal,
yeah,
I think that John Rahm would be like, yep, I'm done, I'm going, because
he's not closed the door with his statements.
He is one of those that I love that is not drawing the line in the sand, because like he said, I want the best players to play. No matter what tournament it is, I want the best players to be in the tournament. I don't give a damn where they're from, what they do, he has said, I want the best players playing. And I think that the PGA Tour has got to wake up to that, because you can put restrictions on their earnings. You can put restrictions on their points. But at the end of the day, when we show up at Augusta on a practice round, Kyle, to watch them, I want to see DJ hitting into 15 four times to see what holds the green and what doesn't. I want to see DJ trying to top a ball off a 16 tee to try to make a hole in one on the par three.
Right.
I don't give a damn if it's Joe Schmo from South Dakota that I don't know who it is. I'm not going to watch that guy.
Yeah. I get it. So we'll have to see how that plays out, and we'll just
good for John Rahm, by the way.
Good for John Rahm. Yeah, good for John Rahm. Way to stand up. Way to be cool about it, and way to show love to your boy. So, and congratulations to him. So, guys, we really appreciate it. Great show, Ben. Happy Tuesday. We'll be back in a couple days and see how the rest of the week.
Hold on, Kyle. I got something for you, bud. You ready for this?
Yes.
This is typical dad bod. I tweeted it out on our stuff. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. We got dress. That. We got that kind of dressy shoes. And
look at that. Short shorts. That was the pickup of school bus today. How about that?
Love it. Absolutely love it. Daughters love it, too, I bet. Daughters
no, they
love it
did
too.
Not. I got yelled at all the way home. And then when I walked up, my wife was on the front porch. She goes, "What are you wearing?" And I was like, "Yes, honey." And I looked at my daughters. I said, "What are y'all wearing? You should not be in that. Like, don't do that." And
that's awesome.
I have not been a big fan today, but that's all right. I just wanted to pull off that dad bod vibe, and I'm looking forward to it.
I love it. Own it, man. Own it. All right, guys. Have a great rest of the week. We'll talk to you soon. It's episode 236 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. We're always
broken.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod, always stroking.